It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter.
Podcast, yes.
Podcast, yes. Anyway, it is the Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. Gilson, we'll hear a word from them here in a little bit, but right now, let's get to it. Facts and opinions. Fact number one, opinion number one. George Harrison was the first member of the Beatles to release a solo album. It was the soundtrack for a film in 1968 called Wonderwall.
Oh, yeah.
You know my stance on the Beatles.
Sweet.
I don't go crazy for the Beatles. I like the Stones better. I think there was a lot of stuff at that time that was better than the Beatles. Granted, I didn't live during.
You get your ass kicked. Be careful.
They get so passionate.
Get fired for saying that.
You cannot say the Beatles are better than the Stones. Not to mention, you had a group like the Animals. Hell, the Animals were out right during the Beatles. It's just everyone loses their mind for the Beatles, and I don't. I just don't do it.
Here's the thing, too, is we were both born in '85. Well, you were '86, but you know, I think we were born a little too late to really appreciate what they were. You know.
I think it was all about if the Beatles were released at any other time in that era, other than, like, I know people lost their minds because they came overseas. There was this big push, you know, the whole British invasion and everything. But I just don't lose it. There's so much other stuff I'd rather listen to than the Beatles.
Maybe I take my statement back because I really like Elvis a lot. I'm a huge fan of Elvis.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have the Beatles without Elvis. And so maybe it's just a completely different conversation, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, if I had to pick between the Beatles and some other band, I'm probably going to choose the other band in that same genre. I mean, I'm not going to choose like ABBA over the fucking Beatles because, you know, ABBA's garbage, but you know what I mean?
Not really seeking them out too much. No. I'm not going to bust on them. I get it why people, you know, enjoy them. But
I just think there's a lot of other better music out there, in my opinion. Yeah. In my opinion. Yeah. So. For all you Beatle fans out there, just shut up.
That's Brock at WIRX.com. All your complaints.
Go ahead. Email me. I dare you. Fact number two, opinion number two. The Bugatti Veyron, did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
It has a top speed of 254 miles per hour, and at that speed, it gets 3 miles per gallon.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, man, if anybody out there, if you're a car guy, these Bugattis out. So they got the Bugatti Veyron, which is like the first like hypercar they made. And now they have the Bugatti Chiron. And then now they have another one. They've just made another one. And dude,
that's a dope looking car.
It is. I'm telling you, everything on that car is to the max. You cannot get better in this car. So the new one, the Chiron.
Yeah.
Dude went over 300 miles an hour, Brock. 300 miles an hour. They went like 302 or something. It's got a is it a Volkswagen V16? Dude, the car sounds amazing. Just watch documentaries on it. You know, you'll be like, what the fuck? Yeah. We made that? Like humans made that thing, dude?
It's crazy, dude. I'm looking at this one. So the 2011 Bugatti Veyron, 1,200 horsepower. That's got a V16, 8-liter, 7 miles in the city, 15 on the highway. It's got a curb weight of 2 tons, 4,044 pounds, 26.4-gallon fuel capacity, and has 1,106 pounds of pounds per foot of torque.
Damn.
Dude, that thing is just, that's a fucking jet. That's a jet on wheels.
Look up, continue that Google search with value, price. Look how much these things are worth.
For starters, a base model Veyron costs approximately $1.7 million.
Yeah. Then the Chiron's going for like six, I think.
Bugatti Chiron. How do you Chiron?
Chiron.
Chiron.
Dude, that car is just insane. I'm telling you, dude, it sounds like a spaceship. Now what they're doing is
it's pretty much like the Veyron. It's got that same look to it. God, that's a mean looking car. Ah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that cost?
Yeah, it's probably one of my favorites, man. You can't really deny that car. You know, you can't even get it. Like, everybody in Dubai's got them.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be on some crazy list. You
probably
know
costs like six figures just to get the oil changed or something like that. Yeah. That's nuts, man. Yeah, no, I'm driving a 2003 Silverado. I'm not quite there yet.
It's funny they put the miles per gallon on there, because if you're buying a Chiron, dude, I don't think that's, you're not worrying about that.
Oh, you don't give a shit
all.
About that. Yeah, dude. Like, whatever. I'm just going to drive this thing and let someone else worry about filling it up.
There's a video. So real quick before we get to the next fact, there's a video on YouTube of when they do the 300 mile an hour run.
Yeah.
It's in Germany, I think. And they have a GoPro video on the guy's head, too. And, dude, it is like it's a fucking blur, dude.
Yeah, it looks like warp 300 speed miles in Star an hour. Wars. Yeah, dude, that's
insane.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
That would take me, I could get to Wisconsin in under an hour. Just gone, bro. Anyway.
We'll start saving up, dude.
I'm working on it. One penny at a time, so I'm getting a second job, you know? All right, fact number three, opinion number three. One of the key ingredients in a lot of dryer sheets is beef fat. The dryer sheets are coated in beef fat to help make clothes softer. Nice.
Wow.
That's why you always smell like beef jerky after you do laundry.
You know, another weird little tip that I learned from my buddy, because we have that Jeep that we built, and there's a lot of bugs that get in the grill of the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Used dryer sheets will get bugs out of your grill, like, I have no idea why or what it is or something. You just wipe it and they just fall off, dude. Huh. Where you can't even really blow them out. We'd have like the blower thing, you know, the air compressor.
Wait, you're blowing
bugs? Can't really
bugs?
Blow them out. But for some reason, dude, you run a dryer sheet over it and they just fall out.
Hey, blowing bugs? That's weird, man.
You got to get them outside. I ain't touching them.
No, you're not touching it. Saying you're blowing bugs.
Oh. You bastard.
Yes. Fact number four, opinion number four. That's stupid. It's just dumb. The most common categories on Jeopardy are before and after, science, literature, American history, and potpourri. Ape tits. Yeah.
Pen is mightier.
The pen is mightier. Schwartz.
Dude, I can't even. I watch Jeopardy sometimes if I'm flipping through the channels, but dude, I really can't leave it on because I just feel like a moron.
Dude, no TV show makes me feel dumber than Jeopardy. Like, if I get one right, I'm like, holy shit, I'm a fucking genius.
Here's another thing, too, I think the people out there need to know. It's like they give them the categories before. So
yeah,
these people on the show are studying it. Like, that's an advantage that they have that we don't.
Well, they give you categories, but they also give you categories that aren't on there. Isn't that true? So, like, they do. Yeah.
So you got to do some studying, but at least they get something.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're on the other side of the TV just like, what, dude, are we supposed to be this smart?
So now, okay, is Jeopardy mean that you're really smart or you're really good at memorizing things? Or is that, is that 6 to 1, half dozen to another? You know what I mean? You know?
Like, you know, going into Jeopardy, I know like a lot of random useless information, you know, like the stuff you learned at school, some of the stuff didn't really retain. But, you know, I could tell you something that, you know, a little life hack that I saw 8 years ago. You know, so I think having a lot of useless information or random information would do well, but it doesn't. I don't know. I don't know anything in that show, dude.
No. No, it very rarely will I see a category pop up that I'm like, okay, I might know one or two in here, but it's just nuts to me, man. And then you got some of those guys that go on like, what's that Ken, whatever his name is, who went on like a month-long run. It's like, holy shit, dude.
Dude, insane.
Yeah.
Like, wait, there's no multiple choice?
Oh, dude. Multiple choice is my bread and butter, man. True or false? Do they have true or false Jeopardy or no?
Yeah, come on. Pick a hand.
I'm trying to think of what game show I could, because even Wheel of Fortune is tough, you know, like when you think, and Common Phrase is that okay as you get going, but even then you're like, shit, man, they got that with like 5 letters and it just, your brain's got to work differently, you know?
And some of those phrases too, you're like, dude, I've never heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
before.
Like, come on now. Like, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Throwing words together.
Place and time. Oh, okay. It's a, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
What game show do you think you could do?
Man.
I got one. I know one I could do well on, and I do well on it because we watch it a lot. America Says. Dude,
see, that's that
I
new one, and actually, you know what? America Says, I've the couple times I've watched it, I've actually done pretty well, you know? Mm-hmm. I think Family Feud. I think Family Feud. I think that one I could do. Of course, Family Feud, though, man, I don't know. I've lost a lot of respect for it because I feel like they're pandering so much to get viewership. Does that make sense? Like right now, like, of course, they always have.
It's getting too cheeky for you. It's not as serious.
It's like some of the answers. Like it's like, all right, we know what you're doing. They're trying to get answers. And also some of the things that America, like that, some of the answers is like, what? No way people said that. Like there's no way that was one of the top answers. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like they're trying so hard to be like, to appeal to maybe a younger audience or something like that, you know, and they always try and get a grandma to say something pervy. So I don't know.
You know, like, you know, it doesn't bother me, but like, it's so blatantly obvious what they're doing. There was always a white family and a black family, you know,
it's
like I get what they're doing, you know, but like, I don't know, mix it up a little bit. It's like you're really throwing it out there. Like,
exactly. Like they're trying.
We gotta be socially, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they have this formula that they think is going to work to get like the new younger audience. And it just seems like they're trying so hard to be hip and relevant. And, dude, I love the old style one. When you didn't need to try so hard. That was one of so much better.
You liked Richard Karn.
Richard Karn was great. Louis was the best. Louis Anderson.
Louis.
All right. Survey says. I loved when Louis did it. Him and Richard Karn, I thought, did a great job. I thought
number one answer.
I like Steve Harvey. I do, but again, it's just I think the situation they've put him in. It's like you can tell, like, oh, okay, here comes a crazy answer. Here comes Steve's reaction. You know, we gotta have it once formula. A show. You know.
Yep, it's like when the person says the answer and he just looks at the camera.
Yeah, yep. It's like
and just kind of shakes his head.
They have to do it once a show to make it. I don't know. It just they're trying too hard in my mind. So, Family Feud, you're trying too hard. Just go back. Let it be natural. Let it be natural.
Yeah, America Says on point though.
I do like, and I love the host of American Says. He's fantastic, dude. He's great. Anyway. All right, fact number five. Oh shit, we're already on fact number five. When The Truman Show was coming out in 1998, the director, Peter Weir, wanted to have hidden cameras installed in every theater showing it and then have the movie cut to the audience watching it.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never knew that fact about that. Dude, what a great movie.
Great movie. Great movie. And you know what, too, when you watch it, there's days where I think we all have those true, like, dude, I got to be living in a show. I got to be living in a show.
You know?
Of course.
It's funny because people think about that shit, you know? And they made a movie about it. And then when you watch the movie, you're like, oh, my God, that could really be.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, we could be in a simulation. Dude, it's so weird. I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, what if you, like, when you die, all right, the light is fading, and you're like, all right, this is it for me. And then all of a sudden you get to the end, it's like, what if it says like a loading screen, like, do you want to restart game? And it's like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just weird. You know, it's weird. But
you know what? Another weird thing to think about it too is like humans are so fucking self-involved that they actually think that.
Yeah, that we think that.
That could be. It is all about me, isn't it? I knew it.
I knew it. It's all about me, baby. It's all about me.
All right, settle down there. You know,
I am so important.
Right.
That they made a TV show about my life. Of course, you know, for me, though,
there's
unfortunately.
12 billion people here for me.
You know how many times, you know, like in the movie The Truman Show, when they talk about, oh, yeah, when he has sex or they cut away. You know how many times they'd have to cut away from me for just beating my dick?
Oh, my God, dude.
Jesus,
the same show
this is
over
the fourth,
and over.
This is the fourth time today. How is he? This guy's just always jerking off, man. This is nuts.
The same episode over and over. Yeah, it'd have to be censored, man. There would be some viewer discretion advice.
Yeah. Just rated a, what, NC-17? Christ. All right. Well, there you go. Some facts and opinions for you on a Monday. That is going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast.
Hey, Brock.
Hey.
If I don't see you, good morning, good evening.
No, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good night.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And the chick in there, too. I don't know. She wasn't that hot. The one that was.
She's a bitch, too, dude.
Yeah,
she was playing him the whole time.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
All right. Well, there you go. We're getting out of here. Here's a word from your sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.